This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahi wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ba'd. Amongst the many spouses of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a woman by the name of Zainab bint Jahash radiyallahu anha. She was the cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and subsequently she became the consort of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This nikah was performed and solemnized in the fifth year of Hijrah. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah makes mention of a narration on the strength of Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu, in which he said, "Ma ra'aytu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam awlama 'ala imra'atin min nisa'ihi ma awlama 'ala Zainab." That the walima with Zainab radiyallahu anha was a relatively elaborate walima. Allah makes reference to this entire tale and narrative in the 22nd juz of the Quran, in the 33rd chapter, in verse number 53. After the walima was over, some noble companions radiyallahu anhum started chit-chatting, having a social discussion. And by their presence, which was inadvertent, unintentional, and not deliberate and malicious, it obviously created discomfort to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The house was too small for them to continue their discussion and for the Nabi of Allah to meet in seclusion with his spouse radiyallahu anha. وَهِيَ مُوَلِّيَةٌ وَجْهَهَا إِلَى الْجِدَارِ. She had to turn her face to the wall to maintain that privacy, etc. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then revealed the verse, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very modest to tell them, please can you stand up and leave, like I need to meet with my spouse. إِنَّ ذَلِكَ كَانَ إِنَّ ذَلِكُمْ كَانَ يُؤْذِ النَّبِيَّ فَيَسْتَحِي مِنْكُمْ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَسْتَحِي مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Your prolonged sitting post the walima and having a social discussion annoys the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he is a bashful man, so he will not tell you anything. And when it comes to the truth, Allah articulates it as it is. So once you've completed the meal, fantashiru, then move on. Wala musta'nisina li hadith, and do not have these social discussions. In Bayanul Quran, it is mentioned under this ayah, we learn wujubu islahil mu'ashara, the importance to rectify our community. Wa hurmatu ma yuta'adha bihi al-ghayr. And we also learn that it is forbidden, unlawful, and impermissible to inflict harm on people. Deliberate will be more heinous, but even inadvertent will not be correct. كَمِثْلِ هَذَا اللُّبْثِ. Like these companions remained behind and it caused pain to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or كَمَنْ يُدْعَى فِي وَقْتٍ مُعَيَّنٍ مَعْ جَمَاعَةٍ فَيَتَأَخَّرْ بِدُونِ عُذْرٍ. You invited to a meal and you don't show up at the time, you cause difficulty to the host, you're part of a lift club, every day you arrive late and you cause discomfort to people. We need to understand this is forbidden and unlawful. The hadith is in Bukhari. Abu Dharr radiyallahu anhu asks the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ayyul a'mali afdal, which is the noblest of actions. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enumerates few actions. And in the end, Abu Dharr radiyallahu anhu says, and O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I'm unable to accomplish this, then what good action can I perform? If I'm unable to deliver and achieve, then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تَكُفُّ شَرَّكَ عَنِ النَّاسِ فَإِنَّهَا صَدَقَةٌ مِنْكَ عَلَى نَفْسِكَ. Then just restrain your evil from people. This is also a type of charity. And hence Imam Qurtubi rahimahullah says, فِيهِ دَلِيلٌ عَلَى أَنَّ الْكَفَّ عَنِ الشَّرِّ دَاخِلٌ فِي كَسْبِ الْإِنسَانِ حَتَّى يُؤْجَرْ عَلَيْهِ وَيُعَاقَبْ. That abstaining from harming people is also a type of reward. نَعَمْ لَا يَحْصُلُ الثَّوَابِ إِلَّا مَعَ النِّيَّةِ والقصد لا مع الذهول والغفلة. That you will only attain reward if you consciously make the intention. So when you come to the masjid, make a conscious intention. I do not want to obstruct someone's driveway. When I'm performing salah, I do not want to perform salah in a way where people will cross by and commit a sin by breaking my prayer. In other words, if you cannot do good, my brother, and you cannot do good, my sister, then just don't burden people. Just don't annoy people. That itself is a type of virtue and reward. May Allah grant us the ability. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen.